www.thebigfootshow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Robert Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, somebody help me out here. Is there a difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama? I'm having trouble finding it. A little political healing, please. Is anybody awake enough to recognize, besides my audience here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, to realize there is no choice? You've been duped again. Goldman Sachs is the winner, right? No matter who you vote for, if you are going to vote for an establishment Republican Democrat, barring a bizarre circumstance that occurs at the Republican National Convention and Mitt Romney somehow bows out because of some, I don't know, maybe he hired an illegal Martian alien as a, I don't even want to go there. Is there a there's no difference. What's the difference? Goldman Sachs has got it covered coming and going. The Federal Reserve, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, they've selected your candidates for you. Ron Paul, no, he's not allowed to come in and play. Gary Johnson, oh yeah, libertarian guy, he was a governor, but we're not going to let him play either. I'm telling you, if you vote for an establishment candidate, if it isn't Ron Paul, you have to admit he's establishment in the sense that he's running in the Republican Party. But beyond that, that's where it all is gone. There's no difference. The difference is beyond. It's not there. Hello, McFly, anybody home? This is an amazing thing. Did you sit back and look at this? Because now they're playing the game. Okay, your candidates have been anointed, and now it's just a matter of deciding who's going to be, who are you going to vote for? Well, the candidates, there's some that everybody's decided. What? Do you follow this? The game, they're scrambling your brains right now. Like the eggs they say will give you a heart attack, that won't. There are lies and there are damned lies. And then there are, what do they say, statistics? They want to run statistics? Well, it's a dead heat between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. And there's just a few people in the middle that haven't figured out who they're voting for. No, don't vote! Or if you do, please don't vote for those two. Why? Because that's throwing your vote away. It's worse than that. It's giving overt, tacit, and every other aspect of permission or admission or commission to your enslavement. It continues the very same thing that we've been warning about since there's been a Robert Scott Bell Show on the air. By the way, welcome everybody to the place for health, freedom, and liberty. And yes, healing on all levels, including political, as we're doing a little bit now. It's warranted. The news cycle is there. You're getting hyped up and pumped up and going, oh, well, I wasn't going to, but I guess I have to because I really don't want Barack Obama in there, so I better vote for Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney before the RNC has declared its coronation officially. Officially, I say, right? And we'll talk about the fact that they're disenfranchising even the Republican voters. Yes, that's right. The delegates from Massachusetts, from Louisiana, from Maine, are they even there anymore? Here, prove my point. 40 points that prove that Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are essentially the same candidate. In fact, they could be the same person. One has a little better tan. One has a little better hair. Who knows? One smokes, one doesn't. Okay, but other than that, they're all the same. This is it. I'm going to go through not all 40, so don't glaze over here. You just tell your friends, share the news. By the way, you can call up with your questions or comments today, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, lest you be concerned that we won't do any physiological healing today. We will! MS, multiple sclerosis.
Yes, we'll talk remedies for MS, so stand by for that, among other things. Check it all out at the notes. You can get a sneak preview there. Spoiler alert, if you go there, you'll see some of the things we're planning on doing today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that's at robertscottbell.com. Call in 800-259-5791. 40 points that prove Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are essentially the same person. Barack Obama, both supported. Mitt Romney, too. Yes, both supported TARP. And they can't wait for another one. Oh, yeah. They both love TARP. Mitt Romney supported Barack Obama's economic stimulus packages. By the way, Paul Ryan did, too. Mitt Romney says that Barack Obama's bailout of the auto industry was actually his idea. How's that working out for you, Mitt, now that GM is going to go bankrupt again, unless they can be convinced to be bailed out again? There you go. Same thing. Same thing. Number four on the list. Neither candidate supports immediately balancing the federal budget. Yeah. Even Paul Ryan says it's going to take about 30 years under his plan. So tell me where they're different. Please, somebody, call me, 800-259-5791. I'm begging you, somebody tell me where they're different. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both fully support the Federal Reserve. They don't want to see a full audit. Neither one of them wants to see a full audit. And guess what? Barack Obama and Mitt Romney have both been promoters of universal health care. That's right. Yes, I know it was Mitt Romney doing it in the state of Massachusetts. But tell me, if he really is opposed to the concept of government force. No, I'm not talking about international warring. I'm talking now about domestic intervention into your affairs. The ability and desire to use force, the fraud of government, by gunpoint, to force you to participate in a medical allopathic insurance scheme that many of my listeners, you know better, has nothing to do. Nothing to do with health care. I mean, does this upset you even a little that your choices by the old media that they're giving you are Tweedledee and Tweedledum of the same damn belief system? Yeah, they both love bailouts. They both love the Federal Reserve. They both like universal health care mandates. Mitt Romney was the one who developed the plan that Obamacare was later based on. Okay, we know that. Both completely wrong. Republicans, Democrats, dead wrong on these issues. Ron Paul gets it right. We'll get into that. How about number 14 on the list? Wall Street absolutely showers both candidates with campaign contributions. I told you. Goldman Sachs, who's the winner? Goldman Sachs, who's the winner? Federal Reserve, who's the winner? IMF, World Bank, because they're all fiat monetary Keynesians. Both of them. You understand? They don't understand a lick of Austrian economics. If they did, they'd be hiding for cover right now because they know what's coming. But then they probably support the $1 billion-plus ammo purchase we'll get into as well. Neither candidate wants to eliminate the income tax or the IRS. That should tell you all you need to know there. Because without economic freedom, there is no freedom. And it is a slave tax system. Remember Alan Keyes? He got it right. He was saying it long ago. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both believe the TSA is doing a great job. Yes. I'm not going to say anything more about that. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both supported the NDAA, as does Paul Ryan. Indefinite detention provision? Sure, no problem. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both support the renewal of the Patriot Act, the violation of the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. How many amendments can they violate in one act? Barack Obama and Mitt Romney both believe that the federal government should be able to indefinitely detain American citizens that are considered terrorists. No due process. No jury appears, no habeas corpus. You follow me? The destruction of the United States is not done by Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, but it's done by the Republican Party and the Democrat Party. Happy New Year, everybody! Woohoo! That's why you want FDA-approved drugs. That's why you want to be on painkillers. Because look what they're foisting on you. Because you're letting them. Because you're going to go, oh, I'm going to vote because I don't want Obama. Or you think Romney is the second coming of the devil, and you're going to go, I'm not going to vote for him, I need Barack. Sorry, dude. You're both duped. Barack Obama has not closed down Guantanamo Bay like he promised to, and Mitt Romney actually wants to double the number of prisoners held there. What? That's right. We got to have Club Fed in Cuba. All right, they both support job-killing free trade agenda of the global elite. They're both globalists. Do you see this? Excuse me while I clear my nose. That was for Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. You're both You're full of snot. You understand? Did you hear that? You're full of snot. And neither candidate has any military experience. Yep, that's right. First time this has happened in a U.S. election since 1944. Hey, but Paul Ryan more than makes up for it. Get ready with that clip there. Hold on here. This is amazing. Paul Ryan is the only guy with military experience. Yeah, he's the guy that's good on foreign policy. Why? You want to know why? Paul Ryan will tell you right now.
The way I would say about foreign policy is, you know, I've been in Congress for a number of years. That's more experience than Barack Obama had when he came into office. You know, I've voted to send people to war.
What did he say? He's got more foreign policy experience than Barack Obama. You know what he even did? He voted to send your boys and girls into undeclared wars, police actions in Afghanistan, Iraq, and who knows where else. That's right. Paul Ryan, more foreign policy experience because he sent our kids to war. Undeclared as it was, but he sent them there. This is the Onion News Network. No, this is how they said it right on Fox News. And people are going to go, yep, that's right. Paul Ryan, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. He sent our boys and girls to war. Right? It gets worse. Both candidates earned a degree from Harvard, part of the military industrial complex, turns them out, MIT as well. Both candidates have a very long record of supporting strict gun control measures. Both believe the president has the power to take the country to war without getting the approval of Congress. And both plan to continue to run up more debt, even though the government is already $16 trillion in the hole. Hey, let's be charitable. You want to give away some water and food to help people that are thirsty and hungry? The government says, not so fast. We'll tell you about that on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man. You know, I've been arguing that charity is dead. It's muscled out by government force, government action, right? We got to save the world. Only the government can do it. From the decrepit Social Security to Medicare and Medicaid that Paul Ryan is demanding, we must salvage Medicare, right? This is a Republican issue now. You know that. This is something that I've been talking about. Now it's becoming so crystal clear like the water that a woman in Phoenix was wanting to hand out to people who were thirsty. In the middle of the desert. What a nice lady. And by the way, the story's up here on naturalnews.com. It links through the Robert Scott Bell Show notes today at the Robert Scott Bell blog at robertscottbell.com. In the United States of America, there's no more room for free-thinking individuals that wish to take common sense action as they see fit, at least not when they try to do so without government's permission. That's right. In a shocking display of utter tyranny against a free individual trying to contribute to the greater good, an official in Phoenix, Arizona, recently ordered resident Dana Crowe Smith to stop handing out free bottles of water to thirsty passersby trying to survive the extreme heat wave. Why? Because she needed a permit. That's right. She needed a permit to hand out water for free. For free. You see what this is? Government is now redefining the act of charity as what? Vending. Excuse me. I thought vending was about putting, like, some coins in a machine that was called a vending machine, and then you'd actually get something that you bought. Or if you're going to vend with a human, they're sitting up there with their lemonade stand, which is against the law in most states now, and they're getting a quarter or a quarter dollar, a quarter million dollars to get a cup of lemonade, and that's vending. They sold it, and they want in. They want their piece of meat, right? They want their flesh from you. They want a piece of your hide. And so they say, here, you must get a permit. Now, the very act of charity is not allowed without permission. Do you understand that the American people are in bondage? They're enslaved? Charity is outlawed in Arizona? Phoenix City Code prohibits only vending on city sidewalks without a license. But what, giving away is vending? Vending is defined as peddling, vending, selling, displaying, or offering for sale any item or tangible property. She wasn't selling anything. But it doesn't matter. Even though the First Amendment would protect that kind of activity. I mean, look, do you read a Bible? Charity is the heart of, is it not one of the hearts of Christianity, of a Judeo-Christian? Do good. Do a mitzvah. You want to get Hebrew on me? Do your mitzvah. Do your good deed. It's not only, though, in Phoenix. How about Pennsylvania? A lunch lady is now facing fines for what? Feeding the poor and hungry. Lunch lady, I'm not making this up. Go to robertscottbell.com. You'll see what I'm talking about here. Charity is now against the law because it competes with government charity, which is not charity. It's force. It's fraud. It's the point of a government gun, now with a billion more pieces of ammo pointing at you, hollow point, to say, don't give away food or water. Lunch lady Angela Prattis thought she was just doing God's work, handing out free lunches to hungry children in a Pennsylvania neighborhood. But even acts of altruism, it seems, must bow to red tape. National outrage has erupted. Has it really? Has it really? Where's the local outrage? I mean, shouldn't you be marching on City Hall? And I don't mean violently, non-violently, but say, what the hell is going on here? We can't feed the hungry children now without a permit? We're being fined for doing charitable acts of good, godly works? She faces a $1,000 fee if she wants to continue performing her good deeds, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. She's not only a lunch lady, she's also a youth pastor at her church. She was told that she needed a township zoning permit to continue to hand out lunches outside her home. This is like going after the little kids with lemonade stands. Do we have too much government yet, lefties, liberals? Come on! When is it too much? Ever? When they're marching you off into the gas chambers for selling Or wait a second, not even selling, giving away food and water. Right? The NDAA. I know we're seeing alignment on left and right against the NDAA indefinite detention provisions. I've interviewed people on this. We've been covering that story. But come on, where is the outrage really? It's not. People are too hopped up on FDA-approved drugs, fluoride still in the water system. And even though they're outraged now, where were they? Where was the outrage when they were asking permission to travel in the guise of a driver's license? Where was the outrage when they were asking permission to see a doctor that did not have a license, which they are not allowed to see, even if that doctor gives it away for free? Okay, well, maybe under a church ministry. But here they are giving ministry, ministering to the sick, the poor, the tired, the hungry. And now the state doesn't allow it without permission, without a license, without exerting or, let's say, extracting taxes from those who would like to exert their fundamental freedoms, their liberties, their rights as bestowed upon them by the Creator. But those who still ask permission, those who still are willing to vote for Barack Obama and Mitt Romney and or are still ensuring that their enslavement continues. They are still in the belief system that they are subservient to government, and it isn't God that created them, it is government that created them. That is what this is. And now those of you, remember, if you believe in God, if you believe the Constitution was inspired by people who were actually religious or spiritually inclined men at the time, your government might have a hollow point bullet directed at you. That's what we're dealing with now. It is a shocking system that we are dealing with. It is not the system that our government was set up to be, that our founding fathers and framers of the Constitution had set up. If we look at the origin points of this country, what was the desire? Spiritual freedom. You might call it religious freedom. The freedom to move about the American cabin, to experiment freely without harming anybody, without utilizing force or fraud. And yet, who has a monopoly on force and fraud? The very same government our founders warned us against. The very same government they said would go out of control if we didn't bind it down by the change of the Constitution. Now, simply stating that, I saw an article, I think it was all over Facebook, some guy, a Marine or something, had said something that they said, oh man, he might be making terroristic threats. I don't know about the case, I haven't read up on it. But now the very act of utilizing your God-granted freedom of speech rights, which is not granted to you, by the way, by the Constitution or the First Amendment. It is supposed to be protected by that which was put in that amendment and the other nine, I should say. And we have got it now where we're a permission-based culture. We have all been acquiesced in or engulfed in and devoured in to a system of slavery, and yet we call it freedom. George Orwell, Aldous Huxley, they wrote about it, and now we've been Huxley into the soma of the Fear and Death Administration. And if the drugs are approved by the FDA, you do not want them, my friends. This is where we still push for all that is worth, whatever is left of this freedom of speech here, freedom of healing. And when we come back, there's a story about ADHD that will make your head spin. Girls and ADHD and suicide? What's the outcome of this? I'll tell you after the break, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yes, I know. Sometimes you say, RSV has ADHD.
Why? Because, well, I cover a lot of stories as we kick off the week here on GCN. Stand by, because there's five additional days through Natural News Radio after this. But a couple hours, you know, I'm impassioned to just cover everything. I know it's hit and run. It's like, dude, he's got ADHD. Slow down, Robert. Please slow down. I'll see what I can do. What can I say? It just flows through me, and got to get this stuff out. We're balancing out the rest of the old media here on GCN as we kick off our show on Sundays. By the way, the number, 800-259-5791. If you'd like to be part of the show today, 800-259-5791. Yes, we will get to MS and remedies for it, but first, ADHD. Usually they talk about it in terms of girls, no, boys. This time it is about girls. I've got a story linked up at healthfinder.gov, so it's, you know, it's official, right? The official stories at .gov. ADHD may raise girls' risk for suicide as young adults. Also, it says they're more likely to self-injure as young women. What is this story? This is bizarre. Now, as they cover this, and you read through this, girls diagnosed with ADHD, 4 times more likely to attempt suicide as... You're going through this, I'm going, okay, where's the mention? Let's see, UC Berkeley, nope, no mention. Journal of Consulting and Clinical Psychology, nope, no mention. ADHD future cycle. No mention there. We got the numbers of girls there. Initial assessments. I'm just going through this with you here. And girls in ADHD groups much more. Okay, they give you the conclusion. ADHD in girls and women carries a particularly high risk of internalizing even self-harmful behavior patterns, according to the study doctor. We know that girls with ADHD combined are more likely to be impulsive and have less control over their actions, which could help explain these distressing findings. All right? Last paragraph. Although the research found an association between ADHD and increased suicide risk, it did not prove a cause and effect relationship. Wait a second! Do you notice anything missing? The entire article, the entire reference, anything at all? Is there anything missing? You got it. There's no reference, not one, not a quarter, not a fraction of a penny's reference to any of the ADHD FDA-approved psychiatric drug medications. They mention Ritalin? Not once. Did they mention an SSRI drug, Prozol, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft? Coming up with new ones here. None. None. Cymbalta? Nothing. No mention of the drugs, which we know increases the incidence, the desires, the tendencies, the ideations for suicide. But yet in this article at .gov, conveniently, isn't that special? Conveniently ignores, neglects to mention even one, which we know for damn sure is related to why these girls may be more likely to have suicidal tendencies and ideations, and maybe even acting it out. How is it that the .gov, the smartest people on the planet, all the government scientists, can't find one paragraph, one sentence, one word to mention that ADHD is due to something? That there is a cause. They didn't mention additives. They didn't mention preservatives. They didn't mention artificial flavorings or colorings. They didn't mention high fructose corn syrup. They didn't mention other refined sugars. They didn't mention artificial sugars. They didn't mention heavy metals, not even once. They didn't mention the use of vaccination and vaccine-induced psychosis due to the heavy metals and other things in there. They didn't mention antibiotics and the gut-destroying collateral damage of antibiotics in children, including these little girls, creating all kinds of aberrant brain chemistry. Not a mention, but you got it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. When we come back, does the Army have a new way to get rid of suicide? And can it be delivered by nasal inhalation? Stand by for that and more right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, while the rest of America prepares to pull the lever for the same damn thing. For another 4 years, between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, you're here listening to the United States of Health Talk Radio, where we talk about health principles, healing in all ways, in all levels, unapproved by that which is causing most of the problems. Never one to be done, outdone, I should say, by HealthFinder.gov. The Department of Defense wants to get in on the act, right? Suicide in kids, suicide in adults, suicide in soldiers. An Indiana University School of Medicine scientist has been awarded 3 million Federal Reserve notes while they still can buy something to develop a nasal spray intended to combat suicidal thoughts among soldiers. Dude, why nasal spray for everything? Come on. I grew up with a lot of allergies. Those of you who know my story, we're working on the book. But a lot of things. One of the greatest gifts I ever got from the FDA was a approved drug called Afrin. Afrin. Anybody remember Afrin? 12 hours relief when you couldn't breathe through your nose anytime ever, like I couldn't. I was like, wow. This is a miracle. Of course, you couldn't use it for any more than 3 days straight, or else you'd have 10 times the amount of snot that you had to begin with. But it was real relief, and it had nothing to do with the real reason why you were congested in the first place. But who cares? You felt good for 3 days, if that. Now, I'm wondering if you use this new nasal spray for more than 3 days in a row, will it increase your tendency to become suicidal or to be suicidal? The U.S. Army awarded the research grant to Associate Professor of Anatomy and Cell Biology and of Neurobiology, Michael Kubek. I'm surprised DARPA isn't involved in this one. It might be. They didn't mention him. He works with a thyrotropin-releasing hormone, or TRH, a neurochemical he helped discover in the human brain. Of course, they synthesize it. They recombine it, if you know, synthetic TRH. And it's not suitable to inject or to take orally, but, hey, you can sniff it. You can snort it. Along with your government-issued crack cocaine, whatever it is. So other scientists, along with Kubek at Purdue University, and guess what? At one of my alums, Hebrew University in Jerusalem. I was on the Givon Ram campus. I studied microbiology there for a time. They're developing this nasal spray. Department of Defense, you understand? The military-industrial complex is global. It supersedes any nation or state. And they want to deliver doses of this drug to the brain of our troops. Never mind the reason that they're committing suicides at horrific rates. Horrific rates! Because they're thrown into places without declarations of war that have no ending and no real clear defined goal. And they want to combat the suicides. Bring them home! Bring the troops home! Who would do that? Only Ron Paul! Why isn't everybody on the left abandoning Barack Obama to make sure that Ron Paul gets the nomination? Because you're not principled on the left against war. No, because you think, oh, we need welfare. Well, the welfare you're getting is the inability to charitably give away water and food to your starving children and neighbors. That's the government. Wake up, my lefty friends. Wake up and recognize that you want government to take more power away from the people to help another. Help somebody! Don't tell the government to steal from your neighbor to help somebody! That doesn't work! It won't work. But the freedom of these people I mentioned earlier today on the show, to simply, of their own accord, listen to the voice of God, the still quiet voice that they might be hearing. Maybe they're worshiping at their religious institution, church, synagogue, mosque, whatever. And they're going out to actually do the works, do the good works that you're saying only government can accomplish. And no, Mitt Romney, no different. No different. But Paul Ryan, he's got all that foreign policy experience because he voted to send your kids to war that is not declared. Yep, that's right. He was a Congress critter. Might still be. And he doesn't understand the Constitution, that Congress has the authority to declare war. It's the people's house. Not anymore. It's the house of what? You call me up and tell me. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Why aren't they detoxifying our troops? Why aren't they removing the heavy metals? Why aren't they giving every one of these troops, sending them through far infrared heat saunas, increasing their levels of selenium to bind out all of the bad toxins? Why aren't they putting them on One World Way to help produce more glutathione and metallothionates to detox the heavy metals? If you miss my shows during the week, you miss a lot. I covered a great story. I interviewed a guy who was a metallurgist. He works with metals. And he got on the One World Way, and he started detoxing from his eyes because of all that metal exposure. Because why? He was producing glutathione and binding out the bad guys and detoxing. And now he's doing great, despite the fact that he's a smoker. There's a lot of healing that you won't get in the old media and you'll never get from the government, whether it's from Mitt Romney or Barack Obama. Ain't going to happen. It's time to wake up, grow up, and realize that you've been duped again. The Republicans, not going to save you. Unless a miracle happens and Ron Paul is the candidate, it's not happening. And even then, Ron Paul would say, take it back to the people, the small communities, going back into your neighborhoods. That's the way we end welfare as you know it, because the welfare happens by the free handouts that you would give to your neighbor who could accept it. Lots more healing, including for MS, after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, if you're too bashful to call me live right now at 800-259-5791, that's okay. You can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave me a message. And that is at 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. This is the place to be. Go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. Also, you tell your friends if they miss a day, they miss a lot, they miss a week, they miss even more. And they can get the GCN archives at GCN or iTunes, as well as the Natural News Radio Network carries all of the archives for free for you, as well as iTunes now. So you never have to miss a moment of healing on all levels, including political. Right now, we got to get a little, I'm not going to say high, because this is a story about cannabis. You don't want to make jokes. I know. This is a great story off of Natural News, stuff you won't see in the old media. Natural cannabis found in marijuana, helpful for MS. Yes, MS, but the patent is held. Guess who? Guess who holds the patent for it? The United States government. The same government that doesn't want you to grow hemp, much less the medicinal qualities known in cannabis, and have yet to have access for it. They're fighting tooth and nail, even against the states and the people who have voted to have access to this plant that was created by not the U.S. government, but by God. Twice as many patients with multiple sclerosis, MS, that were prescribed cannabis reported relief from muscle stiffness over the placebo, while cannabis also provided better relief of body pain, muscle spasms, and sleep disturbances. As published July 12th in the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry. This is huge. The MS, what options do you have for MS according to modern medicine? Here, maybe try this brutal chemotherapeutic agent known as interferon. Maybe we'll get lucky. It's brutal. No, it doesn't do anything to cure MS. And I'm going to tell you right now the things that the government and the pharmaceutical industrial complex don't want you to know. MS is a disease of toxicity. MS is a disease of deficiency. And there you go. There's your answer. So what do? You provide that which the body is lacking because of the deficiencies created by food that is now devoid of certain vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals. And let me tell you, when your neurology is involved, when your neurons, your nerve cells are involved, you can bet it's due in large part to a deficiency in silicon. Silica, the thing that would normally be in whole grains, especially in horsetail extract. Yes, silica, the ripping of silica from the whole food is what is resulting in a lot of neurological degradation and many other things, by the way. But I'm talking MS for the moment. So you call up Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. Tell him RSB sent you and say, I need some silica. He'll get you the Alta Silica. 12 of those a day. Start replenishing the silica that is gone, devoid in the food, minimally there in the processed food, if at all. And even the whole food variety doesn't have as much as it needs to. Silicon, like the silicon chip. It's not the only thing. The heavy metals are also degrading the nervous system. Why are they doing that? Because they're binding out the selenium. The selenium is deficient, so increase your selenium levels. Get the liver working. Restore the detox pathways. We talk about increasing glutathione production. We talk about One World Way, do we not? that, and I got my jug, and my kids love it. And this is something that if you're dealing with MS, for sure, I would be on that superfood. And it is a superfood, the undenatured whey protein. So you can do that by calling up my good friend Stephen Huer. He's at 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. By the way, all these links are up, phone numbers as well, in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Now, I've also utilized silver hydrosol over the years with neurological issues. Why? Because there are two receptor sites on the myelin sheath of the nerve cell for silver, specifically. Now, I'm not talking about high-level silver salts and proteins and contaminants. I'm talking about a pure, refined form of the active state of silver, a little bit at a time, consistently, helping to regenerate neural tissue, along with what? Increasing your omega-3 essential fats. Including the saturated fats that they warn you against. Like the medium-chain triglycerides that you see in the saturated fats of coconut oil, for instance. But even animal proteins, if it's clean, free grazing, grass-fed, superfood, it is. The conversion into high amounts of omega-3 that occurs, like the buffalo, we talk about the bison. My dear friend Dr. Frank King just talked about that on the Healing Revolution Friday segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We talk a lot about heavy metal detox, chelating these things out. If you need to go for aggressive treatment, you go to someone like Dr. Rashid Bittar in North Carolina. We do Advanced Medicine Monday, every Monday. And you can get his book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. In fact, there's a big seminar coming up September 21st and 22nd in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I'm scheduled to be there as well, called Advanced Medicine Seminars. Go to advancedmedicineseminars.com. You'll get more answers than you can imagine. You won't get anywhere else. Very excited to be part of that. You can utilize Right Frequency, the BCX Ultra at Bioelectrics for Health. They're at 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240. There's homeopathic medicine as well. There are so many ways and things and pathways that are not acknowledged at all by the old media, including, as we see now, the natural cannabis that the U.S. government holds patent on. By the way, remember the U.S. government held patent on what? Penicillin. Guess what they abandoned when they got the patent on penicillin? Modern medicine, petrochemical medicine, Flexner Report, Rockefeller, Carnegie-inspired monopoly medicine went to antibiotics, penicillin, and they abandoned what? Silver, colloidal silver. That's what they did. And silver, of course, neurologically beneficial in the right form, the right amount. But they abandoned it, and guess what? They led us down the road of neurological degradation diseases. We must increase our omega-3 fats. We must increase the basic building blocks of life. We talk about the silicon being for connective tissue, neurological tissue. This is stuff you will not get anywhere else. It's the things they don't want you to know, because why? You will be empowered to heal yourself. Oh, no, you can't do that, Robert. What about all of us monopoly medicine doctors? Screw y'all, I'm taking my ball and going home. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just going to take a quick break. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. That's right. Give me a call at 800-259-5791. Genetically engineered ethical babies? Ron Paul delegates being ousted? Egg yolks, are they good for you or bad for you? I'm going to tell you next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.